There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Oh, hello you. My name's Tom Price.
Hello, I'm Dave Cribb.
You should come and join us. Every day we do a podcast called Cabin Fever, where we talk to loads of comedians who've had to cancel everything else in their lives, so they come on our podcast instead, don't they, Dave?
Yeah, it's an isolation podcast.
Dave, were you yawning at the start of that sentence then? Was it just a little yawn?
Yeah, it's basically the Great Big Owl isolation podcast. We'll have people on from all our podcasts, from your Rule of Threes, your Brian and Rogers, your Musicals, your Bitchins. If you like any of our podcasts, if you like any of those people, chances are they'll be logging onto the Zoom call and just chatting, because let's face it, they got nothing else to do.
Also, there'll be a quiz on the bill. All right, see you soon. Lots of love.
Cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 that's our Twitter name.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
All of television history is contained in the Box of Delights. Hello, I'm Julia Rayside. Each episode, my guest chooses a favourite TV memory to talk about. Joining me today is the broadcaster and the host of Not Today Thank You, brilliant podcast, Jake Yap. Jake, hello.
Hello there.
Hi. What have you brought to talk about today?
I've brought a show called Irish Pink Magic.
Okay, now, I won't pretend I haven't seen this, because obviously I have for the purposes of this.
Yes.
But I hadn't seen this.
No.
I'd never heard of it. I didn't know it existed.
Yes.
And I still am not sure what I've seen or where it comes from.
Or how to unsee it.
No. I won't say that.
Well, think of it as a sort of a counterfeit Bob Ross is probably a good description of it.
A counterfeit Bob who?
Bob Ross. You don't know about Bob Ross? Right. Bob.
Don't say that like everyone's going nodding at the podcast
because it sort of enjoyed a bit of resurgence. So I think it was probably in the 90s, Bob Ross, who's this American white dude with a massive, it looks like an afro.
Okay.
Right.
Bob
who
Ross.
Would do this painting. And he describes himself as the original ASMR, because he had this very, very quiet, subtone voice. And you could hear the of the paint bristles, you know, the brush bristles.
Just. Oh, really?
So just kind of, oh, look at that there. That's a nice little pine tree. There we go.
Stop it, Dave.
Are you?
Everyone's
they can't
a bit
see the
itchy.
Gestures. Yeah. Okay, well, you're obviously not susceptible to ASMR.
I don't know if I am.
And you've got misophonia, which is the opposite.
Is it?
As I learned when I did an ASMR podcast the other week.
Oh, yes, I heard about this.
Several people complained. So,
I know so few things about this. I need to read
so
up.
So Bob Ross was this very easygoing guy who spoke in a very subtone voice and did very hackneyed pictures of American landscapes.
Uh-huh, okay.
And this guy, David Willis, on Irish Paint Magic, was sort of doing the same thing. And I think had possibly seen some of Bob Ross's
perhaps
work.
He had. Perhaps he'd been influenced. And so he started in 2005, is
Three.
That correct? 2003.
Yes.
And he's done over 200 episodes, I read.
Yes. So the premise is very simple. It's a half hour long show. He stands in front of a canvas and he paints it.
Yeah.
And he paints it with what can only really be described as execrable art.
Do you not think they're good?
Meretricious.
Oh, I think they're brilliant. Genuinely, I couldn't do what he does. It's amazing.
Oh, I couldn't do it. That's not to say I would do it. So he paints a lot of landscapes.
Yeah, Irish landscapes.
And it always...
Wait, stop. Can we start with the theme tune? I know I'm not doing this
anymore,
but can we please? Because that's...
Ireland, my Ireland. Oh, I'm coming home. Though I roam, sure my heart never left her. O'er the dark rolling sea, she is calling to me. Oh, I'm coming back home to Ireland.
Now, the thing is, what amazes me is that it was commissioned and made for domestic Irish television use. Now, I came across it on Irish TV, which is a worldwide sort of syndicated.
Right, they started showing it more recently, like re-showing. Yes, yeah.
And it sort of made sense to me that for the sort of nostalgic either expats maybe living in America, yeah, or those silly Americans who always say, "Oh, I'm an old Scot," yeah, and it's like, no, you're not. You were born in America, and that's fine.
Yeah.
He embodies Irish TV in as much as he literally represents this idyllic image of
trad,
the mother country.
Folk singing.
In all its beauty.
Old misty eyes, kind of lovely sort of smooth, yes, delivery.
Watery-eyed old man looking, yeah, lovingly at his pint of Guinness with an old dog on a string. And
saying, God bless you, and
God
things
bless
like that.
Wonderful.
And always opens and closes the show in Gaelic, just top and tail, just to give you the real flavour.
Yes, he opens by saying, Cade Milton.
Ked Mila Falta, 100,000 welcomes to Irish Paint Magic.
And he's got a really thick rural accent, as far as I'm aware. Like, that's a properly, it's completely clear what he's saying, but it's very thick.
Yes, County Cork. Mm-hmm. What I like is, on a good day, you can see his vest through his shirt, which is strangely reassuring.
Aww.
So my theory about him, because
by the way, he still lives. He's 87 years old.
Amazing. My theory about him, because I was, you know, you come across a show like this and you think, well, what's your story then? Here's the story I built in my head.
Oh, good. OK, let's not find out about the real guy.
I'll tell you the real story afterwards, but here's the story I built in my head.
Yeah.
That he got work as a travelling salesman for an art supplies company.
Okay.
And
is this Brenda's Art Supplies, the one he advertises at the end of some of
the episodes? Yes, maybe that. Okay. And he ended up, you know, he would do paintings as demonstrations of how fine the paints and brushes were. And he ended up, he would do things like cruise ships, you know, where he'd do a demonstration and then at the end of the thing, people could buy his painting and stuff like that. Because that made sense to me, right?
I think he should do that, like, if he hasn't done that. He's
Americans be like, oh, it's so beautiful and I'm Irish. No, you're not. So that was my theory. Completely wrong.
Okay.
Completely and utterly wrong. He was a builder.
Amazing.
And he...
No training.
...was self-taught.
Awesome.
He also served on Mallow Town Council for several years, but...
Big in local politics.
His technique of painting is known as wet on wet, which sounds jolly exciting, but watching paint dry.
Because he does, but he does demonstrate it sometimes. Like, he'll have pre-painted half the canvas black in order to create the kind of right balance of background to slap his other stuff on top.
Yeah, there's a lot of slapping. So you're right. He wets the canvas with just some white, the liquid white.
The
black gesso. That goes on. And then he'll sort of do these big brushes and it makes a sort of slightly stormy cloudscape. And then he'll do like, hill up that side, hill up that side.
They're the kind of backgrounds you expect to see then superimposed on top, like a sort of a naked crouching woman and a wolf.
yeah, exactly. Like in half one of those silhouette shops. Of a horse and a massive full moon.
Yeah.
So, but he doesn't go quite that far.
No.
He's slightly more of a realist. So then you'll get a sort of black watery forescape.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll get, you know, those brushes that look like pompadour wafers. The sort of
fan shaped. Yeah.
That's what you get cadmium yellow and a bit of green.
Right.
And you mix them up, but not much.
I'm learning a lot here.
And then you just go flip, 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 and that makes a pine tree. And
doesn't
you can do as many of those as you want.
The thing is, I can't pretend, Jake, that I'm not impressed when he does that. And I go, that does look like a tree. Or, oh my God, it's a rock. Literally, he's done one thing on.
He's dabbed
once on the canvas. It's a freaking rock.
Yeah.
Has he done that? It's
like,
amazing.
I couldn't do it. No. It's ugly and I wouldn't want to hang it up in
my...
But I couldn't
ugly.
Do it.
I was about to ask you, like, how much would you pay for one of the paintings from Irish Paint Magic?
I mean, they look like quite nice canvases.
Signed by the artist. I'm just asking. I'm not going to whip one out now, but God, I wish I was.
Anyway, so he...
You're not going to answer.
I'd pay
50 quid.
Would you?
Yeah.
Wow. What I like is he talks to the paint. Mr. Paint, would you come down? Come on down. Bring it all down now. Bring it down. Because he does the skyline and then pulls it down with the brush. He's like, won't you come down, Mr. Paint?
He cajoles and sort of coerces it
it's
down.
It's like the dove from above, but much more moribund. And have you seen any of the episodes where sometimes, if you're really lucky, he'll do a beautiful countryside scene?
Yeah, it's always always the countryside.
A winding lane coming into the foreground with, as you say, some little rocks tastefully dotted here and there. And then as a last flourish, he'll get his palette knife and he'll just hook under and pull away a piece of masking paper he had on there. And there will be a little hay wing cart, a little hay cart with a horsey that he had pre-done. And you never could have imagined it. And that's paint magic.
It is. That's why it's paint magic. It's not just like man painting. Yeah. It's like it's paint magic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's Irish because you couldn't forget you're watching an Irish programme through and through. It is basically what is on TV in Father Ted's front room if you turn the TV on now.
It would be that.
It's this. It's like it's so almost ridiculously stereotypically kind of small town Ireland. It's just, it's crazy.
And it's gorgeous for that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm sort of being a snotty little twit about the whole thing.
It's not like you, Jake.
I watch it and I love it. Like, I genuinely love it.
Yeah,
and
no. I enjoyed the ones I've seen. There are loads on YouTube. I mean, literally, maybe dozens. And they are genuinely pleasurable things.
Yes, absolutely.
You won't regret the time you spent watching them.
I don't have a problem with TV that's bad. Well, if I'm satisfied that the people involved have done the best they can.
Yeah.
If I feel that, then I don't mind how bad it is. I really don't.
Also,
feel it's been done lazily.
Yeah.
So Liz Papel Studios, who made the series, right, who have used every bit of free software on the front of any computer video maker magazine.
The clip art with the
rotating
logo
titles and the 3D bevel titles and the flying in zoom titles and the dissolves.
Some very old video
They're doing every trick in the book they can think of to entertain you and give you a nice rewarding program.
Yeah, they're packaging it.
It's not been done cynically.
No.
And I love it for that.
And also David frickin' loves painting and wants you to love it too.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more engaging than that.
Yeah.
Someone just going, come with me. And we talk about this a lot, the strange little TV programs we like, where someone essentially just says, I'll plug it now because I don't know if anyone else has seen it, but there's a show called Cummings Your Way on YouTube. And it's a guy
Dominic.
Called, not Dominic okay. Cummings. Oh God, what's his name? Dan Cummings? But he basically just goes to different towns around the UK and he's sort of like a Wolverhampton John Betjeman and he says something profound, waves his arm over the countryside and just lets you look around. It is utterly
Perfect.
Delightful.
Perfect.
And just what I want to watch.
Did you see the recent BBC 4 New Zealand slow TV trip?
Oh thing? Yes. Yeah.
See, I feel that was a fail.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Because I really like the sleigh ride they did on BBC 4.
That
and
was
I like
great.
The glass blowing.
Yeah.
There's a couple of others. Yeah.
But to me, it didn't succeed. And it didn't succeed because they didn't try hard enough.
Really?
It didn't look good enough. Like, if you're going to do that, you want something really sumptuous and glossy.
Yeah.
And they showed you the picture of, you know, the camera lashed to the front of the bonnet in a kind of, oh, check out what we've done. But you know what? Put a gimbal on it. I've got a gimbal from my
Did it make you feel travel sick?
My little action camera. Well, no, but there was vibration. And they hadn't bothered to stabilise any of the shots.
Oh,
and
no.
It looked to me like they hadn't graded any of the shots. No, I'm sorry, but if you're doing that kind of show, which is designed
it's just
to
visual.
Be looked at.
Yes, true.
Then by golly, you need to make them as good as you possibly can.
True.
And I feel that, with whatever budget that had, and all of the prestige that comes with a BBC 4 commission, I don't think
Not
it was as good as Irish Paint Magic. Because with Irish Paint Magic, they were doing everything they could with the tools they had available.
Yeah.
And I salute them for that.
I think you're right, maybe. But I think...
Maybe.
Well,
no, say bye-bye, Mrs. Maybe.
It's quite like... okay, fine.
But, it wasn't good enough.
Irish Paint Magic, though, there's no way you could put it in this country that it wouldn't look like an ironic commission. Because it is the language of Father Ted that we're too used to thinking of this as a funny little version
snide.
Of Ireland that's not really real. That it would have too many arched eyebrows, I think, watching it. But I'm glad it's on YouTube. I hope it always stays there because it's just delightful.
I would generally advise you to watch Irish TV though, which is
so
just
how's
wonderful.
How's that available? Is it on like a
Digibox?
Just anywhere? Irish TV can be found at 191 on your Skybox, channel 400 on Freesat, and online at irishtv.ie. Sound like your nan.
So that's what I make the telly go. That's what I make the telly go. I'll just want to watch Canada.
But it's called Irish TV and it's essentially expat channel for people who don't.
I don't think it's even an expat thing because it's got these beautifully parochial adverts on it.
Has it?
So it's got one guy who does the voiceover for all the adverts,
He is Irish TV.
So it'll be like, you know, Irish Paint Magic, end of part one, and there'll be Dennis Canan Honda. For all your Honda needs, if you need a car, come to Dennis just outside Killarney.
Blah, blah. Amazing.
And then it goes, if you need a stove, borrow stoves. And it's the same guy doing the voiceover. Like, it's just lovely. It's
that
everything
sounds so
you want.
Nice. Right, oh, I'm going to find that. Irish TV.
Yeah.
We will link to this also.
You'll never leave.
Superb.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for
You're
bringing
welcome.
That.
Ireland, my Ireland, land that I call home.
This is awkward now because you can't go yet.
I'm Irish.
No, me too. Oh, my God. Like, absolutely as Irish as they jolly well come. Before you leave, Jake.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
To go back to Ireland where you're from and live.
Yeah.
Would you please take a question from the Box of Delights?
I'd be delighted to. Oh, dear God. Sexiest cartoon character.
Right. And this is American, British, like whatever, yeah. You know, whatever floats your boat.
I mean...
Danger Mouse for me, obviously. I'm a heterosexual woman.
Bizarrely, if you want to know what first came to mind,
uh-huh.
And if you're interpreting the word sexy as, like, sexual...
Makes you feel funny in your tummy?
No.
Oh.
I had Captain Caveman.
Whoa!
I'll tell you why.
Welcome to In the Psychiatrist's Chair with Jake Yap.
I think if you're talking about sexualness, like, not sexualness, but in terms of raw physical charisma, right?
Under all that hair.
He had a certain... Neanderthal.
Physicality?
Allure.
Okay,
yeah.
So putting him to one side, interesting, yeah. For another time, for the therapy session, following directly after this.
Okay.
For the Patreon members, I don't have a Patreon.
Paywall time, yeah.
Who is, like, the sexiest?
As in, if you're talking about just actually,
okay, what cartoon character do you fancy?
To?
Jeez.
Am I allowed feature films?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I had one of those Disney time books,
okay.
Or annuals or something, and there was a picture of Cinderella in it.
Bit vanilla.
And I didn't like her in her wedding dress.
Oh.
But in her pink dress, when it was a bit torn and her shoulder was exposed.
Okay, again, revealing too much about yourself there, Jake, but okay.
I thought she looked very
I was just
pretty.
Expecting Miss Piggy, Jesus Christ, like, this psychosexual. But thank you for coming.
Miss Piggy's not a cartoon character.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Nice try.
Thanks for coming. Bye.
Thanks for listening. You can find links to the YouTube clips from today's episode on our Twitter feed at Box Delights Pod. Come and say hello. Bye.
Those Twitter notifications? Forgot to watch anything but Netflix? Dreading the video conference small talk at 9? You need a news vitamin, you know. You need the Smart 7. It's a brand new daily podcast that puts your brain into gear. Everything you need to know in less than 7 minutes. You need the smarts? Hey, we got the smarts. The Smart 7, every weekday at 7 a.m. Available right now on Spotify and all the usual places.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.